Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Aerosmith bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Brain Trust member Alan C., now Marketing Director for Dayton Center Convention and Visitors Bureau. What's going on up there in Dayton these days, Alan?
So it's really a great area. I mean, one of the little-known facts is that Dayton actually leads the nation in bike and recreation trails. And I'm a big biker, so I love to get out on trails,
right,
and go down by the Miami River and everything. But
well, there were some famous bike sellers up that way too, weren't there?
Absolutely, we've got this is the birthplace of aviation with the Wright brothers,
Orville and Wilbur. They were bikers. They were bad bikers back in those days, weren't they?
You know what? Absolutely. And the Air Force Museum here is a way cool place to learn about not only the early stages of aviation but space. If
right.
you're into space flight and everything like that. And in fact, this weekend is the Dayton Air Show, and we'll have the Thunderbirds here. And I mean,
oh man, that'll be fun!
Spectacular event.
Why don't you give us the website there?
So the Dayton, it's the Dayton Veteran Air Show. If you Google that, you're going.
What about the Dayton Convention Center?
Okay, so it's DaytonCVB.net.
All right, check it out, folks. All right, folks. Alan is a marketing officer, chief marketing officer. By education, by experience, and he's one of our experts in putting your best foot forward in online. We've been talking about how your message, the message you send out to folks on your website, through your social media, your responses to inquiries, that kind of thing, those are all really important. That you got to know how to do it. Otherwise, at a minimum, Alan, you waste an opportunity. At a maximum, you burn an opportunity.
Oh, that's so true. That is really so true. And it's not that, gratitude is a good thing, and using the phrase "let me know if I can help" is good. You're offering yourself out in a way to try and help them. But when this happens through just blind automation, these automated
right.
direct messages on Twitter and at replies that are sent out through automation, it's just shooting yourself in the foot, because it's just really a turnoff.
Let me tell you what else I don't like. I don't like blind, or not blind, but I don't like contrived emails. Even when people think they know what I want and what I need, but they send this over to me, and they can't go very far in trying to convince me that they feel my pain without bringing up their own company. And that is that kind of contrived approach. It not only doesn't work. I think it burns it hurts your brand.
I agree. The same as when it's done through the proverbial cold calling.
Right.
To already assume that you know their pain points, even assuming they have any pain points, but knowing you're approaching it from the angle that you're not really listening to what they're saying back to you, because you're already thinking, how do I wedge in my sales pitch here?
Right.
And that, like you said, it's just a turnoff. Anyone who's been even halfway around the block, let alone around the block, can see it coming from a mile away. And at that point, you're already thinking, delete this email. Hang up in this phone call, because they've not taken the time to research you and build the relationship first.
Well, it's just like if somebody ever did let you in their office, and you spent the first 5 minutes telling them about yourself instead of finding out what was on their mind, It's the same thing. And it's just,
oh,
it's just, folks, and I'll tell you something else. There was a time, Alan, when you could cold call and you could make a mistake. You could be unsuccessful. And people wouldn't hold it against you because everybody was doing it. But I'm convinced today that bad approaches online or on the phone or any way of approaching people you don't know, those kinds of bad approaches that are not well thought out, that are clumsy, I'm convinced that they hurt your brand. You're not just, it's not just a failed attempt. It's a hurt. It's a damage to your brand. I believe people hold it against you.
You know, you're right, and the stakes are much higher today because in the past when that would happen, okay, you'd hang up the phone or whatever and just you'd say, well, that was really a bad approach. That person was not too intelligent for doing that, and you'd let it go. Now, today, with social media, all of a sudden you're thinking, and you know what? I'm going to tweet about it. And now
right. You
take somebody who has, you know, tens of thousands of followers, and they're seeing this tweet about a brand and how inappropriate or unprofessional an approach was, and it goes everywhere.
Yep.
Viral.
Yep.
Right.
Hey, Alan, I need your website again, please.
DaytonDVB.net.
All right. So check that out, folks. And, hey, Alan, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, thank you very much.
Alan C., ladies and gentlemen, with the marketing director of the Dayton, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.